Exercise 6, page 19.
My guest today is Dr. Scott Austin, a therapist who works with children using an interesting method. First of all, Scott, what makes child patients different from adult?
There are a number of things, but the most important is that a child with problems may not even realize they are suffering. A parent or guardian usually brings them to me, and often the first few sessions are about earning their trust, as they're rather suspicious. Only then can therapy begin. So, that's the main thing.
So how do you do that? What's your trick?
Well, it's not a trick, but rather a technique. And a well-established one, too. Pet therapy began in the 1960s. When renowned American child psychiatrist Boris Levinson began using animals in his therapy sessions with young disturbed patients. It all came about when he noticed that having his pet dog in his office during sessions made the children more comfortable and, as a result, more willing to open up and talk about their problems.
How common would you say pet therapy is today?
These days, pet therapy is widely used globally. Many experts in therapy, and not just child therapy, have realized that animals can work miracles with patients, getting them to open up, as we said before, but also providing them with feelings of companionship, boosting their confidence, and even improving their self-esteem.
Is there any hard evidence, Scott, that pet therapy works?
Of course. In 1977, two psychiatrists called Sam and Elizabeth Corson began a study where they allowed 50 patients to choose a dog from a local kennel. They were allowed to play with the dog they'd chosen at certain times during the day. After a brief period of time, the vast majority of them reported feeling happier and more independent. Their relationship with members of staff also improved. The two psychiatrists were quite amazed at the degree and speed of improvement, in fact.
Have there been uses for animals outside of the strict therapy role?
Well, another study in Australia involved a guide dog named Honey. Honey, a golden retriever, spent 6 months at a nursing home, interacting with the old people who lived there. At the end of the study, it was found that all 60 residents reported far fewer feelings of anxiety and an increased interest in other people. This was compared to another nursing home where no dog was introduced and which enjoyed no such improvement.
In other words, pet therapy should be used even more widely?
There's certainly an argument for that. People from the entire spectrum, from those suffering serious mental illness to the lonely, the isolated, and the withdrawn members of society can all benefit. I think it's because animals are very non-judgmental. They're always happy to see you, never going somewhere.
What about people with real pets?
Simply having an animal in the home can be incredibly calming for the pet owner. It seems that people who take care of pets are, perhaps unsurprisingly, more likely to be caring, sociable, and never lonely. And it doesn't have to be some gigantic dog. If you live in a town or city, space might be limited, and a canary will have an equal effect.